Training, Part 1A. Competencies should be reviewed annually as part of a staff appraisal, in conjunction with individual learning and development plans. Practitioners should work and study in a variety of settings. The following is intended to outline key issues related to safeguarding knowledge and provide an indication of the content and time of study needed by safeguarding practitioners. This is particularly important due to the seriousness of loss of life and chronic disability suffered by children and young people who have experienced child maltreatment. All safeguarding practitioners, from level 1 to level 6, should have access to training and learning opportunities to satisfy the following principles. Acquiring knowledge, skills, and expertise in safeguarding or child protection should be seen as a continuum. It is recognized that students and trainees will increase skill and competence throughout their undergraduate program and at postgraduate level as they progress through their professional careers. Training needs to be flexible, encompassing different learning styles and opportunities. Those leading and providing multidisciplinary and interagency training must demonstrate knowledge of the context of health participants' work and should tailor training sessions to the specific roles and needs of different professional groups.